If you have a passion for fine dining and traveling to new destinations, Claire Nelson is a woman with an archive of great work you'd truly appreciate. That's because for over 5 years, she was the chief sub-editor at Jamie Magazine, put out by world-renowned British chef Jamie Oliver. You've also seen her work in Elle, Trek and Mountain, the Lodestar's anthology, Pathways Book of Travel Essays, and many more written works throughout her career. The latest of which is a full-length book and audiobook she narrated covering her own autobiographical account put out by Octopus, the nonfiction imprint of Aster Publications. But more on the specifics of that later. It was May of 2018. The then 35-year-old Claire Nelson was staying in Palm Springs, California. Her friends in the area asked her to house sit, and she jumped at the opportunity. Those friends being couple Natalie Saunders and Lou Larenta. Her adventurous life of world travel is how they crossed paths touring Europe together. She's a bit of a gypsy like us, Lou smiled in an interview with 7 News Australia discussing the couple's friendship with Claire. And I think that has really kept us friends, he added. Claire had recently left her position at Jamie Magazine, giving her the opportunity to do her freelance writing from any destination she desired. And Claire figured the palm trees and mountains would make for a scenic backdrop as she worked on pieces for various publications. Plus, she didn't mind looking after her friends' cats over the course of those few weeks. Growing up in New Zealand, Claire always had a love of the great outdoors. Much of her childhood was spent exploring nature with her family, which she describes as the typical lifestyle of New Zealanders. That admiration for exploration never left her, and with one of the most beautiful national parks of Joshua Tree only about an hour from the home of her friends, she felt an incredible desire to hike the region. She brought up the idea in the days leading up to the hike, but never had a set date in mind. When she cavalierly discussed the possibility of hiking at some point during her stay, Lou was sure to make her aware of the rattlesnakes and unforgiving tough terrain of the trail. Not to scare her, but simply to make her prepared for what was in store. On May 22nd, she got in Lou's Mini Cooper, started the ignition, and was ready to go. She didn't let anyone know, but felt fine about it. She'd hiked alone before without a problem. Suddenly, she felt a need to grab something. Lou's hiking stick in the house, as the couple were avid hikers themselves. She took it and got ready for a peaceful and scenic drive to the breathtaking Lost Palms Oasis Trail, a 7-plus-mile hike on the southern end of Joshua Tree. Oftentimes on In the Wilds, we give recommendations for the proper precautions to take on adventures like these. And in Claire's case, she certainly was prepared. As she exited the car, hiking stick in hand, she grabbed her backpack containing several liters of water, a few snacks, bottles of sunscreen, a first aid kit, as well as a hat, phone, and digital camera. She locked the car and started hiking. The hike was strenuous, but not so far beyond her expectations. She enjoyed the incredible scenery. As a few hours went by, though, she had a stomach-turning realization. She was off the trail somehow, and no one else was around her. Walking through a bed of rocks, she tried to navigate her way back, but she immediately felt her foot slip. In that instant, this beautiful day would become a brutal nightmare. Claire's 5'6", 140-pound body was suddenly pelted to the ground below, landing her on her back. She screamed violently, as the shock of it all was immediate. And next, the excruciating pain. She had shattered her pelvis. Claire Nelson's eyes looked directly to where she had just been a second ago. It was 20 feet above. She may have been lucky to be alive, but with no one nearby, seriously injured, and little nourishment, she worried of the possibility that her time may come to an abrupt end. Claire Nelson truly enjoyed the gift of life, exploring all that she possibly could around the globe, and she'd even found a way to make a living with this nomadic lifestyle. But the idea of that all coming to an end was now a frightening possibility. Now stuck on her back and in major physical agony, she reached for her backpack and took out the digital camera. If these were her final days alive, the journalist felt a need to document them. Holding the camera out in front of her face, she hit the record button and sighed in pain. This is not where I expected to end up. Her phone was useless with no signal at all, and the battery would soon die. What would have been a substantial supply of water was now cautiously rationed along with the small amount of food. But between the meager portions and brutal heat, her mind would set adrift. Was she hearing helicopters? An ambulance? No such luck, she realized. It was actually all in her head. As that first night came and she drifted in and out of sleep, she then believed she was hearing the sounds of snakes all around her. Luckily, those rattlesnakes were not actually there. But the overwhelming sense of fear can cause people to hallucinate these things. What was not in her head, however, were the sounds of other animals as that first night alone in the wild commenced. In the silence of the desert, the howls of coyotes hunting for prey and the squeak of bats could not be any clearer. What would she do, unable to move after the spill, if a pack of those coyotes came near? She wondered the answer to that in terror. The next day, the heat and the sun's rays were in full effect. She had plenty of sunscreen as the blistering sun showed no mercy. But Claire couldn't even extend her arms to lather her legs with the lotion. Lou's hiking stick now had a new function as she squeezed the bottle directly on it and brought the lotion to her lower body. After doing her best to protect her legs from the sun poisoning, she would attach a plastic bag and her hat to that same hiking stick with some of the tape in the first aid kit, giving her a makeshift umbrella of great use. Time marched on, and as she waited helplessly for days, her food would run out, as well as her water. She was left with no choice but to do something she never dreamt she'd need to in order to survive: urinate into her now empty water bottles and drink the waste in order to stay alive. Documenting the experience every day, by the third, she was visibly broken down, more so than before. "When will somebody come looking for me?" she asked the camera. And strangely enough, the battery would die almost immediately after asking the question. She had no family or friends in the area, and her adventurous friends who lived in the home she was watching were enjoying the beautiful mountains of Scotland, unaware that she decided to hike that week. When Natalie checked Instagram, she started to worry that something was wrong with her friend. It was uncharacteristic that Claire wouldn't have posted any photos from her extended stay in Palm Springs. Natalie and Lou contacted authorities in the region.
911, what's your emergency?
Mentioned the possibility of her hiking Joshua Tree as she brought up to them, and soon after, park rangers found the Mini Cooper in the parking lot of Lost Palms Oasis Trail. As choppers would soon scour the region, Natalie and Lou were no longer enjoying their trip in Scotland and were much more consumed with worry about their friend. On day four, Claire would hear those helicopters from before. This time, though, the sounds of them were no longer in her head. "We're looking for a missing hiker," a voice shouted from a megaphone. Delirious by this point, Claire was unsure the announcement was even referring to her, but she found enough strength to lift the makeshift umbrella she created and shake it around. "I'm here! Somebody help me! I'm here!" she cried. The rescue team didn't spot her right away, but after a few minutes, she heard the same voice.
"We see you, and we're coming to get you."
She dropped the stick and began to cry, or at least tried, since by this point she was too dehydrated to even produce tears. Never in her life did she feel the relief of when they finally touched down and got her aboard. On May 25th, 2018, after 4 long days and 3 nights, Claire Nelson's life was saved. They flew her immediately to a nearby hospital and Claire underwent emergency surgery. In the following months, Claire was still unable to walk and underwent some very thorough rehabilitation to get back on her feet unassisted. With limited travel insurance in the U.S., she also launched a GoFundMe, raising around $30,000 to help pay her medical bills. She then traveled to Canada, but needed a wheelchair to get around. She was seriously injured, of course, but her spirit was not broken. In one update to the fundraiser, she sported a wide smile while shopping, writing, "My new favorite discovery, mobility scooters at Walmart." Her story received worldwide attention, and she made appearances on major network shows, including The Today Show, being interviewed about her experience by Al Roker and Chanel Jones.
And we're glad she didn't give up. Claire Nelson joins us now. Hi. What is it like to even see that story?
You know what? I still feel like I'm watching somebody else. I still feel quite detached from it. It's quite weird to think that I went through that and then I'm sitting here right now talking about it. I think I've still got a bit of processing to do.
A couple of years following the incident, she wrote her first book, as mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, titled Things I Learned from Falling. The book covered more than just the incident and physical recovery in itself, and is a self-reflective autobiographical account. It dove into how our interactions with others in this age are sometimes lived purely through the lens of social media, curating what we want people to see and filtering out those things that we don't. The importance of this for Claire was that being alone and afraid for all those compounded hours made her realize the value of friendships and real-life human interaction. In addition to writing a book that received high praise, Claire did in fact make a full recovery and hiked once again. Yes, she still hikes alone occasionally, but now she lets at least two people know where she is in advance. Claire packing the proper tools and grabbing that hiking stick of Lou's in those last moments before starting his car indeed saved her life. Nevertheless, as is usually the case, her smart thinking didn't stop internet know-it-alls from criticizing her actions when commenting on her story. One particular video, posted by 7 News Australia, received such criticisms from users that she decided to respond in the YouTube comments section matter-of-factly. "There's nothing wrong with hiking alone," she wrote. "If you don't feel safe doing something alone, then by all means, follow your gut. For those of us who do, the only difference is that if you get into trouble, you don't have anyone to get help. So take the necessary precautions. Tell someone your plans and arrange to contact them at a certain time to let them know you're hunky-dory. I knew this. I got complacent." She went on to address other criticisms and summed up her comments writing, "Never think it won't happen to me. Stay safe out there." Deputy Manny Romero, who was on the rescue team, summed it up best in an interview, stating, "I believe that Claire was able to survive this because she had the mindset to survive." Claire Nelson's incident proved that the right tools and the right mindset, as described by Deputy Romero, can indeed keep you alive. Even when stranded, alone, unable to walk, with no cell reception, and deep,
deep in the wild.
Thank you for tuning in to another exciting installment of In the Wild. To hear more captivating stories of real-life survival, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Stay prepared, because you never know when you may find yourself in the wild.